Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with David Bellwood, head of access at the National Theatre, to find out what's on at the NT with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, David, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio. It's been some time, I think, since we chatted.
Hello, Toby. It has been. It's been too long. That's what it's been.
Well, David, we're going to start with, I think, a first for the National Theatre, with recorded description for every performance of The Boy with Two Hearts, which I think is a powerful story of hope, courage and humanity, and maybe a bit of a tribute to the NHS too.
It really is. It's based on a true story and adapted from a book, and it really looks at refugeeism and healthcare and what the NHS means in this country. Absolutely heartwarming, but moving, such a moving story, and beautifully put together. It's a co-production, so it's actually been in Wales for a bit at the Wales Millennium Centre, and then it'll be at the National Theatre as of the 1st of October. Now, what makes it quite a special first? I believe it's the first. I might be wrong about that. And I'd happy if your listeners wrote in and said so. is that every performance of The Boy with Two Hearts will be audio described. So there will be recorded audio description, which has been created by Ioan Gwynn from Wales and read by Afghan actor Elam Essas. And that will be available for every performance. There will also be two live audio described performances on the 3rd of November and the 12th of November, and both of those will have touch tours. So there'll be audio description available at all times. I think your listeners should book for both a live audio description and a pre-recorded, and let me know what the compare and contrast is like. But yeah, exciting times for us.
And I think it'll be good for those of us who've probably been to a lot of live audio described performances with the touch tours and everything else to go to recorded description just to sort of, I suppose, assess how it all sounds and everything else. Yeah, it'd be really good. The Boy with Two Hearts continues with recorded description until the 12th of November. And as you said, David, there'll be also performances with live description and touch tours on Thursday, the 3rd of November at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. and on Saturday, the 12th of November at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 1 p.m. at the National Theatre's Dorfman Theatre. Now to, I think, what's being described as an urgent new staging of Arthur Miller's The Crucible. And this is a very sort of powerful and, I suppose, interesting, I suppose, tale of power and abuse, David.
It is, and I think there is an urgency about confrontation and truth and who gets to tell the truth and how that manifests in the way that we police each other in a society. It's a stunning, stunning adaptation directed by Lindsay Turner and designed by Ez Devlin, which really shows the scale of persecution and how quickly and insidiously a society can turn on its own. Very powerful stuff.
And I suppose also for people to come and see another performance, another adaptation of Arthur Miller's, you know, sort of great The Crucible as well. So some people may have seen it before, but obviously a new production is always good to come and see.
Yeah, and it absolutely plays off the relationship between the modern day and the period of the witch trials. So it isn't necessarily what audiences might expect design-wise.
Well, I'm sure everybody will be very intrigued to see how The Crucible looks on stage, and there'll be an audio-described performance on Thursday, the 13th of October at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. and then on Saturday, the 22nd of October at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. in the National Theatre's Olivier Theatre. Now we're off to 1930s New York for a retelling, I think, of Blues for an Alabama Sky.
That is correct. It's Pearl Klee's play. It is a remarkable adaptation. I say that, I know I say all of our plays are remarkable, Tony. They are. But something where, as a theatre maker, you get very excited about is when there's a very visceral response to a production. And just sitting in on Blues for an Alabama Sky this week, there was one moment, which I won't explain what's happening, but there was one moment where almost the entire audience gasped and you just think, wow, you know, everyone was immediately in that play, just absolutely brilliant. It's directed by Lynette Linton, who is the artist director at the Bush Theatre, if any of your listeners are fans of the Bush. And it's got some actors in the play they might have heard of, so including Samira Wiley, who we're very lucky to have across from the States, who your listeners might know from The Handmaid's Tale on television or from Orange is the New Black. Like I say, it's a stunning production, really well put together. It's I've mentioned one actor, but all of them are just fantastic actors pulling together a very tightly knit play about life in Harlem and what happened during the Great Depression and just immediately afterwards as well. It's just fantastic.
Well, Blues for an Alabama Sky will be audio described on Thursday, the 26th of October at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. at the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. We also like to include in these sort of check-ins, David, the availability of description that's online from NT at Home. And I wondered, have you got any recommendations for listeners to watch from the comfort of their armchair at home with audio description?
So I've got two recommendations this week, Toby. The first is called Master Harold and the Boys, and it's a National Theatre production set in Port Elizabeth in 1950 about two people who want to practice their ballroom dancing steps for an upcoming championship in the tea room where they work. And their friendship, so these are two adults and their friendship with a younger boy called Hallie, and how it examines apartheid in South Africa. Because the young boy is the master, Harold, of the title, and the two boys are the grown men. It's a lot to dig into. It's a beautiful production. It's a lot of fun. Fun is definitely the right word, but also I don't want to mislead everyone that's going to be laugh a minute, but absolutely brilliant production. And then I would suggest Jane Eyre, which was on the Bristol Old Vic. It's obviously a classic story. It's really good if there's any, you know, AD users out there studying it at the moment, whether that be at school or university. But it's a really, really clear telling of the story. And it sort of looks at the bare bones of Jane Eyre's relationship and really digs into gender norms of the time of writing and how they were superimposed and how they were changed or developed or challenged and how Jane challenges them herself. But really, really great production.
Fantastic. Couple of really good ones there. David, if listeners would like to find out more about audio described performances at the National Theatre and the availability of those that are online from NT at Home, where is the best place for people to go to find out more?
So for audio description at the National Theatre, our website is nationaltheatre.org.uk. And for NT at Home, that website is NT@home, so that's ntathome.com.
Well, thank you very much, as always, David Bellwood, Head of Access at the National Theatre, for sharing some great audio described productions with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.